In Iraq, the constant threat of guerrilla attacks, often primitive living conditions, and blazing summer heat are causing morale problems for some U.S. troops. But morale is surprisingly high among the men of Sabre Platoon, an army troop attached to the 1st Brigade of the 4th Infantry Division. They're based near the central Iraqi town of Tikrit, where NPR's Guy Raz caught up with them.
The spacious mess hall used by Sabre Platoon probably never served canned lasagna before these soldiers arrived.
This is lasagna.
You see how they feed us here?
The food is certainly grim, but at least it's hot. Sabre Platoon and two other units took over this grand mansion on the banks of the Tigris River last month. It was once the home of a top-ranking Ba'ath Party official in Tikrit. Now, very rapidly, it's become a frat house for the female-deprived soldiers here.
You got magazines, you got TV, you got the bathroom.
Shower.
You know,
that's just how you deal with it.
I did get money.
Most of the 17 men from Sabre Platoon sleep upstairs in the former living room. Smoking is allowed everywhere. They bought a large screen TV, a DVD player, and a washing machine from local Iraqi merchants. Magazines are strewn about and a large refrigerator holds cases of cold soda. 110-degree heat doesn't much bother the men here because they managed to rig the air conditioner, and it stays on 24 hours a day now.
That's all right.
Sergeant Terry Jones flips through a People magazine he received in the mail. He says he jumped at the chance to be in Iraq.
You know, out of all the things I could have done in the military to finish off my career, even though it was only a four-year career, anything I could have done, out of anything that the military had to offer, this is exactly what I wanted to do.
And they say what they do tends to be more interesting than other units. Sabre Platoon is a reconnaissance unit, and it does much of its work at night.
We're just securing the area, make sure our perimeter doesn't have any enemy dismounts. So we're just going to walk down, there's an opening, hooks up to a field over here, and then we're going to go back probably about 50 meters, just walk in this little woodland here.
Specialist Dave Forney and the others are among the best-equipped soldiers in the Army. The 4th ID is widely regarded as the most technologically advanced.
You'll move to checkpoint 3, pick up your additional man, ship that you had 4-man break.
Each Humvee is outfitted with a touchscreen panel, and each night when they go out, there's an opportunity to use that technology.
I've learned more in the 3 months we've been in Iraq than I've learned probably in the 4 years I've been in the military.
Sergeant Terry Jones acknowledges that the recent attacks against soldiers have unnerved him, but not to the point where he's frightened.
We know what's out there, and we've been getting the same briefs every time, you know, so it's kind of like, okay, here we go again. But in the same sense, we also know that people have been dying, things have been happening that could cost us someone in the end, but in the same sense, that's what we're trained to do.
And it's why they're there.
I wouldn't mind seeing some action, but in the same sense, I'm happy that it's not happening because it's reassuring me that I'm going home.
The 17 men of Sabre Platoon work 15-hour shifts, sleep for a few hours, and hit the road again at night. The platoon sergeant, Jason Washburn, says it's just a matter of time before they start getting a bit burned out.
I'd like to hope that the officers above us who are, you know, calling all the shots, I'd like to hope that they know that we're running pretty hard, and I would like to hope that there's like some plan for eventually for this to back off a little bit.
A day or two to unwind is what the platoon sergeant wants, just a day to lay around, and then get back to work. Guy Raz, NPR News, Tikrit in central Iraq.